Chapter 6. Women and Science. There have been women in science for many hundreds of years. Some women were working in medicine, for example, in early times. Even in ancient Greece, women were able to study science. In these early times, the number of women in science was not high. But in the 20th century, women started to study and work in science more and more. One of the big names of the 20th century was a woman from Poland named Marie Curie. She was one of the most famous scientists the world has ever known. In 1903, Marie Curie was given the Nobel Prize in Physics with her husband, Pierre, for their work on radioactivity. In 1911, she won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry without her husband. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, and she is the only woman to win the Nobel Prize for two different topics. Who was this great woman? Marie Skłodowska was born in 1867 in Warsaw, Poland. Her parents were teachers who believed in the education of women. When she was a young woman, she moved to Paris to study. There she met Pierre Curie, who became her husband. They were both working with radioactivity. Pierre died in an accident in 1906, but Marie continued their work. In Marie Curie's time, science was a man's world. She was the first woman to achieve big things in this world. She was also the first woman to get a PhD from a French university. And she was the first woman to become a professor at the University of Paris. Today we know that Marie Curie was a Nobel Prize-winning scientist. But we must remember that it almost did not happen. In 1903, the French Academy of Sciences wrote a letter to the Nobel Committee. They wanted Pierre Curie and another man to win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Marie Curie's name was not there. Then a Swedish professor of mathematics called Gösta Mittag Leffler, who was on the Nobel Committee, wrote a letter to Pierre Curie. Marie Curie worked on the research too, didn't she? He asked. So Pierre wrote back to the Nobel Committee. He and Marie had to be thought about together for our research on radioactive bodies, he wrote. That is why the Nobel Prize was given to both Pierre and Marie. Marie Curie's work was very important. She had important ideas about radioactivity and discovered polonium, P-O, and radium, R-A. Polonium was named after her country, Poland. She opened the Curie Institutes in Paris and in Warsaw. They are still important places to study medicine today. The Curie's work helped to make X-rays, which are very important in medicine today. During World War I, Marie helped to put X-ray machines in ambulances, which Marie herself drove to the places where they were needed. She worked for the International Red Cross and taught doctors how to use X-rays. Marie was very good at this important and dangerous work. But men scientists in France gave Marie a lot of problems, and she never got enough money for her work. At the end of the 1920s, Mary became very ill because of her work, and she died in 1934. Later, in the 20th century, there were more women in science, and some of them did very important work. However, they did not win any Nobel Prizes. For example, Lise Meitner, 1878 to 1968, was an Austrian-Swedish scientist who worked on radioactivity and physics. Lise and Otto Hahn led the small group of scientists who first split the atom. Their work was published in 1939. Lise was very famous late in her life, but she was not given the 1944 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. That was given to Otto Hahn. Since then, many scientists and journalists have asked why Lise did not get the Nobel Prize. Was it because she was a woman? Another woman who did not get a Nobel Prize is Rosalind Franklin. She was a British scientist who was born in 1920. Rosalind Franklin was very intelligent, and she knew when she was 15 that she wanted to be a scientist. Her father did not want her to be a scientist because it was difficult for women, and he told her to study something different. But Rosalind did not listen, and she went to study science at the University of Cambridge. Rosalind is most famous for her work on DNA while at King's College, London. Her work helped other scientists discover how DNA is made. James Watson, Francis Crick, and Maurice Wilkins got the Nobel Prize for this work in 1962. Rosalind died in 1958. Because the Nobel Prize can only be shared between three living scientists, Rosalind's work was not spoken about when the prize was given to James, Francis, and Maurice. Many people believe that Rosalind, like Lise Meitner, did not get the Nobel Prize because she was a woman. Since those days, a lot of female scientists have won the Nobel Prize. Women like Barbara McClintock, Rita Levi-Montalcini, and Gertrude B. Elion. Now more and more women are entering science. Tu Youyou is a Chinese chemist who won the Nobel Prize in 2015. She is most famous for discovering a medicine for malaria, which has saved millions of lives. Today, still only 30% of the world's scientists are women. But the numbers are getting higher. Now there is a group of young women scientists who are doing wonderful things. American Emily Levesque is one of them. Emily is an astronomer, a scientist who studies the stars in the sky. Her work helps us to understand our world. She also teaches at the University of Washington, and she gives talks about her work. She loves answering questions from people who are not astronomers. More and more women are now going into science because of female scientists like Marie Curie, Rosalind Franklin, and Emily Levesque.